Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com. Hello, I'm Blair Bathory, and this is the Something Scary podcast. I'm so excited to say it is my 100th episode as the hostess. It's been an absolute privilege to tell you scary stories every week. I'm so grateful, and I can't wait to see what happens next. Thank you all for being here, and I am just completely honored. After studying tirelessly and waiting out the dark, cold days of winter, everyone eagerly anticipates spring break. But it's not always the magical vacation getaway we had wished for. Venturing into unknown places for vacation and disrupting routines often open your eyes to other realities, revealing a startling truth. Paranormal activity and evildoers lurk closer than you ever imagined. These encounters may lead to torment and a desperate desire to go back to normalcy. But once the awareness sets in, you can never go back. First, no kids ever allowed, followed by being followed. Then, in our final story, a deadly ritual. Before we get to our stories, I wanted to ask if in honor of my 100th episode, you would take a minute to rate and review this podcast. Let me know how you've enjoyed my stories every week for 100 episodes. You can be honest, I can handle it. You can pause here and do it right now, or you can do it after you've listened. It's one of the ways you can help Something Scary continue to find new listeners, and it only takes a minute. Also, I really appreciate the feedback, and I always read your comments. Thank you so, so, so much. We are incredibly grateful for the support of all of our listeners. So, want to hear something scary? Horrors from spring break. If you're a teacher, it's sometimes impossible to get away from kids, no matter how desperately you try, like in this story inspired by Kinsey. The only people more excited for spring break than students are the teachers. I'd been teaching for 10 years and I was desperate for my spring break. My husband and I were going on a dream vacation to Spain. While we were there, we had a nighttime tour of the Gothic district. We went to visit one of the old buildings that used to be a hotel. Our tour guide asked our group in advance not to bring children. No problem for me. I needed a break from all the little rascals. At the beginning, she did a head count and had us write our names on slips of paper, which she then collected. She said she would use them to call for us at the end and hand back out to make sure everyone was there. She double-checked to make sure no children were there before she started the tour. The moment we stepped inside, a chill ran down my spine. The air was thick with the weight of history. The guide led us through narrow corridors with faded tapestries and cracked portraits of the owners of the establishment. Each step I took felt like it echoed against the ancient stone walls. My husband looked at me like I was crazy. I guess the place wasn't having the same effect on him as it was on me. We arrived at one of the staircases in the building. We walked down the windy, creepy stairwell that was called the Sundress Stairway. When my husband raised his hand, he squeezed to the front and asked why it was called that. The tour guide's face suddenly changed from preppy tour guide to nervousness and worry. It has this nickname because years ago, a little girl fell down these stairs and died, she said. Legend says she haunts this building, making sure no children get hurt like she did. You can tell she is here if you hear her giggle. The guide's words sent shivers down my spine, and I couldn't shake the feeling of being watched as we continued our journey through the historic building. Every creak of the floorboards, every distant whisper, seemed to confirm the presence of something paranormal. We quickly moved on, and soon enough, the tour was over. Relieved, I was the first one outside waiting for the bus. As we waited for everyone to gather and hand in our passed out slips of paper, I thought I heard something. I listened harder. I heard faint giggles, as if a little girl was playing. I turned to my husband and told him what I heard. He thought I was joking and was trying to scare him. We both stepped back toward the building, and from behind the door, a little girl very slowly skipped out and giggled. She waved to us, and her giggles started to echo in our heads. The tour guide looked up from her clipboard, and the little girl ran back behind the building. The color drained from our faces as we turned back towards her. We told her what happened. We saw she was small, maybe 4 or 5, and had pale blonde pigtails, ghostly white skin that was transparent, and a light yellow and pink sundress. The tour guide didn't say a word and quickly loaded us all into the bus, and we left. Still in shock, the air inside the vehicle felt heavy, suffocating, as if the presence lingered. I stole a glance out the window, expecting to see the little girl's ghostly figure peering back at us with those empty, haunting eyes. But there was nothing. As the bus pulled away from the cursed building, a bone-chilling silence came over us. Then, from the depths of the darkness, a blood-curdling giggle echoed through the air, sending shivers down our spines. The sound grew louder, more deranged, as if the spirit of the little girl was right behind us. Suddenly, the bus jolted to a halt, the engine sputtering and dying. We looked around. I don't know if it was comforting to know other people felt it too, or if that stressed me more. Panic surged through us as we realized we were stuck. And then, in the darkness beyond, a pair of glowing eyes appeared. It was the little girl, but not as I remembered her. With a bone-chilling scream, she lunged towards the bus, her form passing through the metal as if it were nothing. We were trapped in the bus, at the mercy of a tormented soul. Just then, the bus started. Lights were back on and everyone was jolted back to normal. Although everyone stayed silent as we were driven back to our hotel. When we were getting off at our stop, the tour guide stopped me. She said that was the first time the little girl made an appearance when there was no children around. That's why she doesn't allow kids on the tour. It seems as if the girl ghost comes out to protect them. The guide thought that maybe if she revealed herself to me, she was trying to tell me something. I was extra kind to my students when I returned back to school, the guide's words lingering in my ears. I still wonder if the little girl sensed somehow that I was a teacher. I still look forward to my school breaks, but next year, I'm definitely going to do a staycation. Have you ever seen a ghost or a spirit? Were they trapped in one location? Did you know what they wanted or why their soul was trapped? Tell us your experiences by sending us an email at somethingscary@snarl.com. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, You can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Family visit. Sometimes the people you think you know the best do something that makes you think you don't know them at all. Like in this story inspired by Danny. When I was 11, my cousin came to my house to spend the entire spring break with us. The first day she was there, we sat in my room, talking about crazy things that happened to us in the past. It was all lighthearted until she gradually grew quiet and serious. "Nini," she said, "if I tell you this, do you promise to never tell anyone?" she asked. I told her, of course, she could trust me. She took a deep breath and said, "When I was younger, I was possessed." We were silent for a few moments until I burst into laughter. No way that was true. At that time, I didn't believe in ghosts or the supernatural. But she insisted it was true. She would always see someone behind her when she looked in the mirror. And her mom would say that she would sleepwalk a lot, saying really creepy things. Things that a four-year-old shouldn't know. I began to get a little creeped out. The worst part of it all is that I still see people in the mirror sometimes. "I think I have a spirit latched onto me or something," she said. My stomach dropped, and I asked her what she meant. She said, "Well, sometimes when I go away and spend the night or weekend with other people, creepy things start happening." I rolled my eyes, sure now she was just pranking me. Later that night, we were in our sleeping bags in the living room, and I was woken up by the dishes clattering loudly. I assumed that some dishes fell while they were in the drying rack. I turned over and tried to go back to sleep, but as soon as I did, the dishes clattered again, louder. I sat up. My cousin was still asleep, so alone I walked into the kitchen and my heart stopped. There were no dishes in the sink or drying rack either. I even checked the dishwasher, and it was empty. I was so creeped out that I just shut the light off and rushed back to the living room. I fell asleep soon after. The next morning, I was woken up by the sound of my name. It sounded like it was right in my ear. "Nini," the voice whispered loudly. I sat up gasping. I turned and looked at my sleeping cousin. I crept into the hallway and there was no one there. I peered into my brother's room to see if he was messing with me. But he was fast asleep. It was so weird, but I just brushed it off. The day went by pretty slowly, and I didn't have another incident until the next morning. This time, we were sleeping in my room. Someone whispered my name again, but this time it sounded like they were angry at me. "Nini," the voice rasped. I sat up quickly again, my heart pounding so hard it felt like my head was shaking along with it. I shook my cousin to wake her up, but she wasn't stirring. "Char!" I called her name, shaking her harder. I was so terrified. She finally sat up, but her eyes were still closed.
"Open your eyes, you're scaring me," I whined.
Her eyes opened slowly, but they weren't normal. They were rolled to the back of her head, and she slowly started breathing harder. I thought she was messing with me. So I just laughed apprehensively and asked her to stop. I only got worried when her eyes stayed rolled back and she turned to look at me and smiled. Then she fell to the bed and started gasping. Her body was convulsing and her back was arching off the bed. She groaned like she was in pain and I became terrified. My eyes started filling with tears and I started shaking her again. She finally regained herself and immediately started crying.
"What happened? What happened?"
she asked me on the verge of hysteria. I explained to her what happened and she cried harder.
"It felt like I was having sleep paralysis. I was looking at you, but I couldn't move my body. It has to be the spirit," she said.
I couldn't believe that just happened to me. For the rest of the day, we sat in silence in the living room, watching TV. We were both really shaken up and I didn't want to tell my mom what happened because she would probably think we were joking. The rest of the week went smoothly, and we quickly put the incident to the back of our minds. The last incident was my breaking point. It was late afternoon on Friday, and she and I were cleaning up my room. We had music playing from the TV softly, and my mom popped her head in to tell us that she was headed to the store to buy some dinner. We bid her goodbye, and we were the only people in the house. We stopped cleaning for a while to get on our phones and talk and laugh. And all of a sudden, a large burst of noise came from somewhere in the house. It sounded like a TV was playing, and there were voices. She and I exchanged looks, and immediately a look of fear struck across her face. I took a deep breath and walked towards the door. I decided I need to be the mature one in the situation. I opened the door quickly, and what I saw made my stomach drop. There were silhouettes of a man and a woman in the hallway. They were like shadows, and there were parts of their bodies floating away. The sound of the door startled them, it seemed, and they turned and started coming towards me. I couldn't move, I was so scared. But before they reached me, they disappeared. I stood there shocked for a moment before my cousin came and asked me what I saw. I closed the door, slowly, and told her what happened. She looked scared and guilty. She asked me if she wanted me to leave. I made sure to express to her that I enjoyed her company, but I just couldn't handle all these supernatural happenings. When my mom came back from the store, I asked her if she could take my cousin home. At that time, that had been the worst week of my life. I had never had an experience like that before, and I believed I never would have if it hadn't been for my cousin. I'm 18 now, and since then my cousin has never spent the night again. We hung out from time to time, but never overnight. And then we started high school, and we stopped talking. From time to time, I still hear whispers of my name and brushes across the back when I'm standing in my room or washing the dishes. What really scares me is what if the spirit that latched onto my cousin has now latched onto me? Have you ever had a paranormal experience with a cousin or loved one? How did you move forward after that? Sometimes, when friends change and go down the wrong path, it's best to let them go, or they might take you down with them. Like in this story inspired by Purvav. Ryan was my best friend from high school. We had lost touch for a while since we went to different colleges, so I was pleasantly surprised when he asked if I wanted to go on spring break with him to Honolulu. I was thrilled to reconnect since it seemed we had taken such different life paths. After our flight and long Uber ride, we arrived at our destination, the Black Star Hotel. It was weird that Ryan, who usually scrutinizes 10 reviews before buying a sock, suggested this hotel, which had no reviews or ratings whatsoever. I guess he had become more adventurous since our days in high school. His tattoos were also proof of that. I never thought he would be the guy to have them, but he was now sporting quite a few. There was one on his arm that stood out as being real creepy, tribal symbol. I asked him about it, but he avoided my question. I also noticed the entire time we were traveling, Ryan was unusually silent. The only thing he said to me was that he had a splitting headache. I told him we could just rest as soon as we got to the hotel. It was an old-looking building with 10 floors. The front desk was manned by an old woman. She handed us the key card and said the room was on the 9th floor. The room had an old-fashioned theme, which was kind of creepy and cool, but the only light source was a chandelier, barely sufficient for the room. I went to the bathroom to freshen up and asked Ryan what he wanted to order for food. He said he wasn't hungry and was going to sleep, so I ordered for myself and ate while binge-watching shows on TV until 2 a.m. Then, while scrolling through my phone slowly, I drifted off to sleep. What seemed like a second later, I woke up and sat up against the headrest. From what I could see, the walls looked covered with scratch marks. And the bed beside me where Ryan slept was dripping with some sort of black liquid and he was gone. I was freaking out when I noticed that the bathroom lights were switched on. Slowly, I walked towards the bathroom. The door wasn't locked, so I pushed it open. I saw Ryan puking the black liquid into the toilet. When he heard me coming in, he slowly turned his head around. That image I saw is now burned into my head. His appearance shocked me. His eyes were pitch black, leaking the same substance, and his skin seemed paler than before. He crawled toward me, his movements unnaturally slow and menacing. Frozen in fear, I watched as he approached, his hand extending something toward me. Instinctively, I recoiled, but before I could react further, he forced the object into my mouth. Darkness enveloped me, and I struggled to maintain consciousness. When I regained awareness, I found myself in a forest clearing. Before me, a horrifying scene unfolded. A man resembling Ryan was tied between two trees, being subjected to unspeakable torture by roped figures wielding needles. The surroundings seemed surreal. What was even more terrifying was it seemed to be consensual, almost as if Ryan was inviting it. As I tried to comprehend what I was witnessing, darkness descended once more and I found myself alone in the clearing. The tranquility was shattered by Ryan's agonized screams and the ominous noise emitting from the ground beneath him. Helpless and terrified, I watched as he convulsed and vomited torrents of the black liquid before laughing maniacally. Desperate to escape, I struggled to move but found myself immobilized by the excruciating pain. Darkness consumed me once more. 4 days later, I awoke in a hospital, haunted by the nightmare I had endured. My parents were there in Honolulu and told me that the hotel was destroyed in an earthquake and Ryan was still missing. They took the first flight out to be with me. The events of that night left me shaken, and as I stepped into the shower, I felt a searing pain on my left shoulder. Looking in the mirror, I discovered the same tribal tattoo etched into my skin that I questioned Ryan about days earlier. From that day on, I avoided anything remotely associated with the darkness that had consumed my friend and nearly claimed me. It wasn't until later that I learned the horrifying truth while at school. Ryan became involved with a dark magic cult. I was to be a part of the same sick ritual. That's what I assumed I had unwittingly witnessed. Something about the summoning of demons through the sacrifice of a human soul. I'm forever connected to that whole mess with this marking on my body. Something I try to forget every day. Have you ever noticed something strange going on with a friend? Like they were possessed? Were you able to do anything about it? This week's podcast stories were edited by Sarah Lukasiewicz, narration by Blair Bathory, audio edited and mixed by Fitz Harris, additional audio editing by Calvin Linderman, produced by Anna Villalobos, executive produced by Gail Gilman, music by Sapphire Sandalo and Calvin Linderman. If you have a story you'd like to submit, send me an email at somethingscary@snarled.com. Don't forget to watch the video version of Something Scary over at youtube.com/snarled. And if you'd like to support the show and everything we do at Snarled, join our Patreon at patreon.com/snarled. Once again, spooky friends, thank you so much for listening and tuning in every week to hear scary stories from me. And until next time, sweet screams. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.